Hey, so I think you better sit down. It might be a little upsetting. I got an email today from your ex. She's awful, by the way. I think she wants me to break up with you. She sent me some pictures. I can see by how pale you just went that you know the pictures I mean. Hey, baby. But will you shut up a minute? I'm trying to love you. Baby, I never asked you about your past when we first started dating. I noticed that beyond a certain point, you just kind of shut down. And I really didn't think I should keep asking questions. And you were pretty open about everything else, so I figured everyone has the right to privacy, even with lovers. And then I got this email, and once I started looking, I couldn't stop. I admit, at first I was really shocked. Wait, what are you doing? Stop throwing clothes in the bag and just come back here. No, really, stop. I know it's upsetting and you're crying, but we have to talk about this. I'm not kicking you out. Seriously, stop. Look at me. Do I look mad? Serious? Sure. But mad? No. Just come here. Let's try this again. Sit next to me on the couch so I can hold your hands in mine, okay? Look into my eyes so you can see how sincere I am. You know that I can't lie for shit. Let me say what I should have said before. I love you. I want you. I can't imagine life without you. That hasn't changed. Okay. Like I said, I was shocked. But then I started thinking, and I understood. These were things you did a long time ago. And honestly, it's not like I think that any of it is immoral. You did some things to make money and to make people happy, and hopefully you enjoyed it. Thought back about how open and honest you were about your STI and health history before we stopped using protection. I thought about how giving you are in bed. I thought about how you tell me I'm the best girlfriend you've ever had, and I joke, wow, Jesus, that's sad. I mean, honestly, in the end, it didn't really bother me. You know I'm monogamous, and I only want to be with you. So the only way this would upset me is if you're still doing it and didn't tell me. Baby, yeah, I know you aren't. I don't need proof. When you told me you wanted to get serious and exclusive, I saw you were being honest about it. You've never lied to me. Except when you tell me I don't want any of your fries. That's some bullshit. Yeah, so I don't know if she's sending these emails to other people, but I'm glad she sent them to me. Why? Well, number one, I know this was weighing on you. It had to have been. You walked out of the grocery store once without paying for a pack of gum, and you made me drive all the way back to make it right, remember? You're hilariously ethical. So even though you never lied about it, or did anything actually deceitful, I guarantee that something in you wanted to tell me. So now I know, and you know that I know, and you know that I love you. It's really not a big deal. Number two, they're really hot. Yeah, I mean, I'll happily delete them if you want. I have the real thing in person. But after I stopped being mad about someone sending these photos without your permission, they really turned me on. Especially the vintage style stuff. Damn. Yeah. And it made me appreciate you more, too. Like, when we went out of town for my birthday, and you could have just relaxed and made love with me, and I would have been perfectly happy. But you made every night about my needs, and you did some things that made me feel incredibly happy and so loved. Let's be honest, you were amazing at them, too. What I'm getting at is that it would be super hypocritical of me to appreciate what you do for me when we are together, but get mad about you doing similar things before we were. I'm honestly just grateful that you gave me the time of day. I'm glad you've stopped crying, but I can see that you're still a little unsure. What can I do to reassure you? I'm more than happy to hold you or anything else you need. I made dinner already, so we can eat if you're hungry. Or I can just listen to your side of it if you want. Or we could watch Arrested Development and make out. Or if you just want me to cuddle you and tell you everything is fine, I'm happy to do it. But if you're up to it, there's something I would love to do for you. I was inspired by this sexy photo I saw today.